She was growing into a teenager and was living then in the obscure village of Nazareth in Galilee. She gathered the grain during the day and tended the lamp late into the watches of the night. Her father knew the dedication of her work, her mother the kindness of her heart, her friends the curve of her smile. She stood on the threshold of womanhood. Among all the girls in the village, she had been noticed, chosen, betrothed, a child bride before whom lay only possibility. Her father could walk with pride in the city gates. Her mother could rest in the comfort of her daughter's future security. But then he came, unexpected, unannounced, spoke openly and without shame of pregnancy, virginity, and a son. Things men never discussed, and women only whispered about behind closed doors. She questioned him about the particulars, but not about the promise. She knew the prophecies, and the angel's words rang true. She would be scorned and rejected, labeled as an adulteress in whispers and glances. There would be no more carefree walks to the market, no more happy trips to the well. 400 years her people had waited for hope, but God had been silent. Now he had spoken. The wait was about to end. 40 weeks, and then Emmanuel, God with us.
Hallelujah. Would you stand with me for the reading of our scripture for today? If you have your Bibles or whatever you have, device, iPad, iPhone, or paper scriptures, Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and if you would thumb down to verse 26, we're going to read several verses here, but they read very quickly. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Those that have found it, say, I've got it. Listen as I read from the Christian Standard Bible. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not had sexual relations with a man?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called childless. For nothing will be impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel left her. We want to preach for just a few moments from the subject, an incredible pregnancy. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, we are so grateful for the testimony of Mary. We're grateful, Lord, for this entire season that we celebrate as we relive this wonderful account. Father, we're grateful especially to know that Jesus Christ is still coming. And Father, we can look with anticipation, with joy, with expectation to his presence in all of our lives. Father, there may be one here today who has never heard this story, or there may be one here today who is wrestling with this story. Father, I pray that your spirit would touch each of our hearts and allow us to catch a fresh perspective of an old story. Spirit of the living God, move in this place. May we experience your unity, your presence, your power as we proclaim your word. We submit this prayer to you by faith in the name of Jesus. Let everybody say amen. Amen. Come on, say amen one more time. Amen. An incredible pregnancy. Thank you so much, ushers, for your service. Our message moment, which is essentially your takeaway for today. Whenever I give a sermon, I want to make sure that if you have heard nothing I said, you can at least have this message moment with you can respond to people. When they say, what did the preacher talk about? You can at least share this with them. Here is the message moment for today. God chose Mary to be the earthly carrier of a supernatural child. I like that. God chose Mary to be the earthly carrier of a supernatural child. And that is incredible. As a father, I can testify that all pregnancies are incredible. For those who have had the privilege of sharing in that experience, you know what it's like. As a matter of fact, when I began to prepare for today's message, and I just began to be a bit reflective of my experience with my two. And I can remember the mystery surrounding the whole event. Not necessarily in how it happened. Y'all ain't laughing this morning. Yeah, I can tell y'all weren't with me. Y'all's kind of... But the mystery and the process. Somebody say process. See, at first, you can't tell it. The person doesn't look any different. The woman looks the exact same. You simply can't tell it. But somewhere along the process, you can't miss it. And it's a beautiful thing because it seems to happen almost overnight. You rejoice in the news that it's coming, and then before you know it, it's here. And all of those emotions that fill our minds, it's just an incredible and wonderful experience. But in our text for today, we have a different scenario, a different set of circumstances. See, we don't have all the natural components that were present like yours and my experience. I'm trying to be as gentle as I can. And as a consequence, we have the humanity, but then we add to the humanity of Mary the divinity of the Lord. And in this particular pregnancy, we have the humanity of man working in partnership with the divinity of God. Right. Y'all, that's an incredible pregnancy. Right. That ain't like yours and mine. It's a whole nother sphere of experiences that we simply cannot recognize. So Mary in this text is the human agent that the Lord will use to bring the supernatural into the natural. The Lord chose on the top of your handout an humble and faithful young woman to fulfill a huge mission. Now, for just a little while, I want you to just put yourself in Mary's shoes. The men and the women, put yourselves in Mary's shoes. And I want you to try your best to identify with everything she is experiencing. Now, of course, on last Sunday, we made reference to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. You don't have to turn back there, but I'm going to read it for you because it gives us a context for the fulfillment that is taking place in Luke chapter 1. Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. See, the virgin will conceive, have a son, and name him Emmanuel. See, on last week we learned about the sign, the son, and the Savior. I'm preaching already. I'm just in my introduction. The sign, the son, and the Savior. So we are now from prophecy last week to fulfillment this week in Luke chapter 1. The situation is coming to a head. At first, you couldn't tell it. By the time you get to Luke chapter 1, you ain't going to be able to miss it. I'm preaching this to myself. So Luke chapter 1 verse 26, I'm going to run through this text. It's called a running exposition. Look at verse 26. It says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. First thing we see in this text is we have a supernatural encounter. Write that down. A supernatural encounter. A supernatural encounter. An angel of the Lord was sent. And what I like about that, even in my opening statements, is watch this. The Lord God in heaven took notice of what was taking place on his created earth. He dispatched his angel to come from eternity into time to tap Mary on the shoulder. It was a supernatural encounter. So when the text, God engages this young woman in a way that helps her and us to understand, number one, this is not an accidental encounter. The angel was not just walking and accidentally bumped into Mary. He came from heaven, from eternity into time, for the purpose of engaging Mary. So I need you to use your helicopter imagination and see how God sent from heaven to earth to have an encounter with Mary who's on earth. I feel this by myself. So what does that mean for you and me? It is intentional. Oh, somebody say intentional. This was the fulfillment of prophecy. This was the coming together of all that the Lord had promised. And it is initiated with a supernatural encounter. But that's not all we see in this text. Secondly, we see a simple young woman with favor. I want you to get that down. A simple young woman with favor. A simple young woman with favor. Look at verse 27, if you will. Oh, God. To a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her, verse 28, and said, greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found, there it is again, favor with God. A simple young woman, and I'll add this adjective, with supernatural favor. What does it mean to experience favor? In my own definition, I call it preferred by God. Get that down. Preferred by God. So in the text, listen, Mary's minding her own business. She is... engaged to a man named Joseph. They're in this betrothal period, which is like a year after you get married. You have to separate, watch this, to make sure ain't no hanky-panky been going on. So in that year of betrothal, everybody's monitoring everything closely, making sure Joseph stays in his house with his parents. making sure Mary stay in her house with her parents, and then watching very closely just to see if anything pops out or off. Amen. They looking. And it was during this betrothal period that this virgin, somebody say virgin, that this virgin named Mary has this supernatural encounter. She's a simple woman. There was nothing, necessarily incredible about Mary, but the incredibleness about Mary had to do with the favor that was upon her life. See, favor is what separates simple from special. I like that by myself. But here, before you get upset, let me help you understand something. Help me, Holy Spirit. You cannot earn favor. Either you got it or you don't. And it's amazing when we talk about people with favor. We just, I'm not talking about worldly favor. I could care less about that. Because worldly favor is up and down. Ask Kevin Hart. It's up and down. People will like you and hold you up one day, and the next day they don't even talk about you no more. I need a witness up in here. But favor from God, that's the stuff that blesses. So watch this. You can't earn favor. But in the text, the angel calls this virgin favored more than one time. Look at your text again. He said, "Greetings, favored woman." And then in verse 30, he says, "For you have found favor with God." Now, there seems to be some key words connected to her favor. Notice in verse 28, he says, "Listen, favored woman, let me tell you something. The Lord is with you." See, I'm trying to help somebody understand something. The favor comes from the fact that the Lord is with you. Oh, I feel that by myself. See, we're trying to manufacture favor, and we don't understand. Listen, if the Lord is with you, then you can just rest because God's got you covered. And because we are simple, God can take the favor of his presence and do something supernatural. Oh, this simple young woman, simple. Y'all see, simple, not the negative symbol that we use, but she's simple. No fanfare, no accolades, just simple. Go on, encourage yourself, say, "I'm simple." Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with being simple. Some of y'all frowning right now. There's nothing wrong with being simple. So the angel is speaking to Mary. I know this doesn't make sense, but allow your favor to make room for your faith. I know this doesn't make sense. I'm coming to you and I'm just out the blue, and you ain't never, and I know it's troubling you, but don't be afraid of me, Mary. And don't be afraid of why I've come. So the first thing was a supernatural encounter, and the second, a simple woman with favor. Then thirdly, we see in the text a major assignment. Get that down, a major assignment. So the angel has come, he's gotten her attention, she's afraid. He assures her based upon her favor that everything's going to be all right. So watch what happens in verse 31. "Now listen. I called you a virgin in the previous verses. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "Now, I appreciate the visit. I'm honored. But there's one little baby Savior, throne of David. There's something missing." Verse 34. how can this be since I have not had sexual relations with a man? That's a good question, y'all. And I've taught this before. I need you to understand, Mary doesn't ask this question from a place of doubt. She's asking the question, hey, listen, what you said sounds extraordinary, but you're going to have to tell me how this is going to happen. I'm not doubting what you're saying. I just need a little more explanation about its fulfillment. So this major assignment lets her know that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah. Now just think about that for a moment. Men and women, think about that for just a moment. We got a simple woman with a major assignment. What is the assignment? She is to be the mother of the Messiah. But wait, she's a virgin. Woo, God, I like this by myself. See, God knows how, watch this, to make us have to rely on him to fulfill his promises. Are you the mother of the Messiah? Uh-huh. You will be a participant, Mary, in fulfilling prophecies. The prophecies that declared he's going to be the Son of the Most High. The prophecies that declare he will sit on the throne of his father David. The prophecies that declare the house of Jacob forever, he will rule and his kingdom will have no end. Mary's like, all right, let's do it, let's do it. Mary's like, I'm down, but how? Oh, y'all missing this. You're missing your shout. See, that's the kind of faith we've got to exhibit in this season of our lives. Lord, I know, I believe, I trust you that whatever you said will come to pass. I'm down, but how? Oh, I need this by myself. See, how is not a lack of faith. How is putting the responsibility back on the one who gave the promise in the first place? Somebody say, I'm down, but how? Right where you are in your life. Let me pause the message and come down your block. What promises are you needing the Lord to fulfill? And you look at the ledger of your life and there's just no room for it. You're asking God for a breakthrough and he's promised you he's going to come through for you. You're like, Lord, I'm down, but how are you going to do it? When I check everything, nothing seems to add up. This relationship is severed. This job situation is broken. This my life is just jacked up. Lord, I'm down. I know you promised never to leave me nor forsake me. I know you promised to provide for me. I know you promised this. And Lord, I'm down, but how? You ever found yourself in an I'm down, but how situation? And all you're doing is you're not doubting. You're just putting the pressure back on God. I know you're going to do it, Lord, but how? We have a supernatural encounter. We have a simple young woman with favor. We have a major assignment, mother of the Messiah. Then next, we have an incredible pregnancy. Get that down. An incredible pregnancy. An incredible pregnancy. The angel is still speaking. Verse 35, he said, the angel replied to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called childless. For nothing will be impossible with God. Somebody say an incredible pregnancy. Now he helps us to understand, the angel does, that what is about to happen is a miraculous conception. I like that. It's an immaculate conception, but it's a miraculous conception because the seed for the pregnancy will be planted by the Holy Spirit. Help me, somebody preach this. The seed that will help to ovulate and do all the stuff that seeds do will not come from a man, but will come from the Holy Spirit. And so in the text, the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to help her to conceive. See, Mary, your only responsibility, thank you, Lord, is to receive. This is where Stephen Brown messes up. Stephen Brown tries to figure the things out, and the Lord is like, Brown, listen, I've got you. I simply need you to wait in favor and faith and receive what I'm trying to give you. Oh, God, but because I'm so busy getting myself in the midst of situation, I'm delaying my own destiny. Why? Because I don't want to sit still and receive. And so he gives an illustration in the text. And listen, I need for you to understand something. What the Holy Spirit is doing in you, he's also prepared for your cuz over there. And then what he helps me to see in the text, oh God, stop worrying about what people call you. And simply receive the promises of God. I don't know what them folks call you back in the hood, back in the day. I know they got a name for everything. I got some names in my head, but the Lord is helping me to understand. Stop worrying about what they call you. Answer to the name I'm giving you. You are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. Walk in my calling. Yeah, Elizabeth, your cousin, she's old. I mean, she really old. But she packing. Come on, somebody. I know you've been waiting on that blessing for a long time. Everybody thought you missed out on it, ain't coming, and you just gave up. I guess I was wrong. Maybe I thought I understood. Listen, all you got to do is receive. I need a witness up in here. I wish I could preach it like I feel it. All you got to do is wait on they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Elizabeth waited in faith, and by, she got her blessing. But we're talking about Mary. Mary's in the text. Mary. It's an incredible pregnancy. And my mind is blown at how this angel of the Lord captures the essence of what's about to happen. Listen, the Holy Spirit is going to simply take over your body. Look at the language of the text. He's going to come upon you. Then he's going to overshadow you. Mary, your body ain't going to be your own anymore. You're simply an incubator for the child of God. And so the one who will be born will be called the Son of God. It's an incredible pregnancy. We've not seen the likes of it ever. We'll never see it again. But the beautiful thing about this is we are faithful because of the one to whom Mary birthed. Supernatural encounter, simple young woman with favor, a major assignment, an incredible pregnancy. Lastly, we see a willing servant. A willing servant. She says, I am the Lord's servant, said Mary. May it be done to me according to your word. Do y'all see that in your text? See, this willing servant helps me to understand what the Lord is looking for. This is what the Lord is looking for, y'all. Lord's not looking for anybody to debate with him, although he can handle our debates. He's not looking for perfection. Trust me, none of us would meet that bar. He's looking for a willing servant. Is that where you are right now? At whatever juncture you are in your life, spiritually or otherwise, are you willing to be used as an instrument for God's glory? Are you willing to be used as someone who could be a conduit for the Spirit's work in the life of other believers? See, the Lord is looking for servants who, first of all, trust him. I need a witness up in there. Wake up your neighbor. They're falling asleep on you. Good morning. Good morning. We're on the last point, a willing servant. The Lord is looking for servants who trust him. He's looking for servants who believe that he can. See, do you know what the Lord can do with someone who believes that he can? Oh, my God. Listen, help my mind, Holy Spirit. Listen, we suffered a miscarriage after Nicholas. We suffered a miscarriage. And it was some dark days, y'all, some dark days. And the ladies know, you know, when you go through that, you still got to go through with that thing. I think it's called the DNC, whatever. And just horrible. And I, you know, being a man and not fully understanding what that meant, all I could do was just sit and be present for my wife and just watch her walk through whatever that was she was going through. I didn't come with her with a whole bunch of scriptures, although I shared some. I didn't come with a whole bunch of statements because I had nothing to say. Because truth be told, I was hurting too. But then I watched her walk through this dark valley. And I watched her faith begin to grow. So after the miscarriage, we went to the doctor. I figured out what happened, and this fertility specialist, and we went through all these tests. She had maybe 3 more surgical procedures to try to help her body to sustain a pregnancy. And I remember the doctor at the last treatment, the last thing, said, listen, I'm sorry, y'all, but she will not be able to sustain a pregnancy. And he was very upset that he wasn't able to help us to get through that situation. And it was almost like we relived the miscarriage all over again. I tried not to allow my mind to think, yo, what kind of baby was this baby going to be? Who was this little baby going to be? And just go through all those emotions. Fast forward, and so we accept what the doctor had said. And so we get a dog. Nicholas had somebody to play with, so we get a dog. The dog's name was Lil Man. Now, I don't know much about dogs, but Lil Man was on his last legs when we got him. You know, most dogs, when somebody knocks on the door, they'll look and run and go see. Somebody would have rang our doorbell, knocked, little man be like, somebody need to go get that. But we began to heal. We began to heal. And we're accepting what we perceive to be the Lord's will for our lives. That the Lord had already blessed us with this one boy, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to celebrate him with everything. Then one day, this is so amazing, y'all. One day I was helping my wife with something technological, and I needed her passcode. And I said, sweetie, what is your password? What is your passcode for this account? And she said, it's Stephen 4. I said, Stephen 4? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, of course, you're Stephen. I said, thanks. I said, but what are this for? She says, well, there's you, there's me, there's Nicholas, and I'm believing God. For the 4th. after I shouted for a little while. I lost. It was ugly up in there. That this woman who had been through all this pain, all this difficulty, all this suffering, all these procedures, she still believed and had enough faith. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. That her womb wasn't finished. Oh, y'all ain't feeling me up in here. She had enough faith in God to believe that, watch this, there was still something left that God could use. Y'all, she was still a willing vessel. All she needed from the Lord was a seed. Is there a witness in the house that can declare, yeah, Lord, I've been through some dark days. I've had some rough nights. As a matter of fact, everybody has counted me out. But Father God, I'm still a willing vessel. I'm a willing servant. And Lord, if you choose to breathe on me, I'll shout with everything I got. I'll bless you with everything I got. I'll give you glory with everything I got. Is there a witness in the house that can declare, I'm a willing vessel? Lord, if you use me, I'll give you the glory. If you use me, I'll give you the praise. If you're willing, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Hey. Give God some glory in this place. Come on. Tell the Lord I'm willing. Tell the Lord I'm willing. See, when the simple submits to the supernatural, miracles happen. Oh, y'all missed your last shout. Where the simple folk at? When the simple submit to the supernatural, miracles happen. And I'm here to testify that a year after we lost one, the Lord gave us another one. Is there a witness in the house that's willing to submit to the Spirit of God? I'm trying to close. I'm done. But my soul is happy. My soul is happy. My soul is exceedingly glad because of the mercies and blessings of the Lord. I don't know what you're going through. It could be a lost job. It could be sickness. It could be a failed relationship. But I'm here to let you know, as long as you're a willing servant, the Lord God Himself can redeem lost time. Everybody stand up and give God some praise. We're done. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Give Him some praise. Come on, bless Him. Bless Him like you know He's going to come through for you. Bless Him like you know He's not forgotten about you. Bless Him like you believe. Oh God, we love you today. Oh, we bless you today. Father, we are willing servants. We are willing servants, and we declare, just like Mary said, Lord, we don't know how you're going to do it, but we know that you can. So however you choose to do it, may it be done as you have commanded. Lord, help us to open up our hearts and our minds. Help our faith, Lord God, to completely rely upon you. You are God. You are God. The pressure is on you to do what you've declared. Lord, help us to simply receive, to be in the right position, the right place, the right posture, to receive whatever seed you choose to plant and sow into our lives. Father, we thank you for the example that Mary has given us. one of faith and trust, one of favor. And Lord, we're grateful that she was willing. An incredible pregnancy. And we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, let everybody say amen. One more.